The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. It's Tuesday, April the 3rd, and we got Barb King with us from the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Good to have you here, Barb King.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
You've got two special fundraisers, two events that you want to talk about, right?
I do. And we are very excited. Things are happening all the time. We have got fundraisers
and you did,
going
and the
on.
The Red Shoe Gala. The Red Shoe Gala went extremely
well,
didn't it?
Very well.
Better than you thought it was going to.
Yes, it did. It brought in a lot more funds than we expected. So we were very happy with the turnout for that. And we are just jump right into another one. April 14th, we have a new group that has started. It's the Red Shoe Societies, and these are young professionals that have formed their own group, and they do fundraising for us. We're real excited.
Oh, nice.
And they are putting on a 5K at the Stevens Lake Park on April 14th at 9 a.m. And you can go to our website, and it will direct you to get more information.
Is this a 5K walk-run or just a run?
Well, I'm doing a walk-run. Other people are doing a run.
Some people are just doing the walk.
That's right. It's whatever you want to do.
So you can do the walk and the run together if you want?
I'm hoping, because I may feel a little spry and try to do a little running. I'm doing it with my 21-year-old daughter, so we'll see.
You're not old enough to have a 21-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah. I was 12 when I had her.
Okay. All right. So this is Ronald McDonald House Charities on April the 14th. Can people sign up now?
They can sign up now. All they have to do is go to our website, and it will direct them to a place where they can sign up online.
Okay. Or can they sign up the day of the walk run?
They can also sign up the day of.
And where is it?
It's at Stevens Lake Park.
Okay. And what's the other event?
And the other event is our annual golf tournament. Mm-hmm. And this year it is going to be Monday, April 30th, and it is at the Columbia Country Club.
Okay. And this is going to be a shotgun start?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think they all are.
Do you know?
I know nothing about golf, so you're really putting me
neither
on the spot.
Neither do I.
Okay.
But I thought I'd kind of toss that out. It made it look like I knew something. But
together, we're really going to sound like we know what we're talking about here.
I just found out I think they really do use a shotgun
to start it off. Okay.
People are going to call in and say, that's not right.
Oh, but, yeah. Run to your clubs.
And so it's a big golf tournament when?
Yeah. That's April 30th at the Columbia Country Club, one on Old 63.
And this is all fundraising for the Ronald
McDonald House. Yes.
Okay. And Ronald McDonald House, a very important organization in our community that helps many young people and families.
Yes.
Okay, and you're a delightful lady.
Oh, well, thank you.
You remind me of somebody.
Hopefully someone you like.
Someone I like. Thank you, Barb King.
Good
to have you. Will you come back again?
I will.
And if they want more information, they can go to your website,
and that is www.rmhcmidmo.org.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who you remind me of, but somebody I do like.
Okay, good.
Barb King. Now, let's talk about the Greenhouse Theater Project, and we've got two guests with us, Elizabeth Bratton Palmieri.
You got it.
Palmieri. And Emily Adams, a good American name. Good to have both of you here.
The irony being English. Hey,
Okay. Tell me what the Greenhouse Theater Project is.
Yeah, Greenhouse Theater Project was born out of a creative collaboration and effort between Emily Adams and myself, who both moved here about a year ago for our husband's jobs, and we met teaching at Tripp's Children's Theater. And we were both professionals acting and teaching in the theater world, and so came here. So
you were in the theater world. I like the way you say that.
Yeah.
You were in the theater world before you came to Columbia.
Yes.
Yeah. And you decided that you were so attached to the theater, you couldn't let it go.
That is right.
Absolutely.
So you started the Greenhouse Theater Project.
Right, right. And it's what it is to us is it's a collaboration. It's a collaboration with the community, really. It's not a community theater. It's a professional theater that collaborates with the community. Mm-hmm. And the difference...
Are you talking about here in...
Here in Columbia. We did our first production in December. We did a three-person version of A Christmas Carol, and we collaborated with the Columbia Art League mm-hmm. with Diana Moxon, and yeah. it was a huge success. Our patrons bought a lot of their art that weekend.
So where do you have... Where is the Greenhouse Theater Project?
We are right here.
So you don't have a particular building.
We don't have a home, but we collaborate with other businesses or community groups.
So you may have a production at one location one month.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you've picked up your whole band of people and you've moved to another location the
That's
following
right.
month.
Yep, we're
But
gypsies.
The name stays the same.
The name stays the same. And our upcoming project, we're doing a sleek, modern version of Macbeth in May. And we're collaborating with the Yoga Soul. So we'll be performing there. And it's
Where
really,
Yoga Soul?
It's on St. James Street behind Orr Street, parallel to Orr Street. It's a okay. really cool space. Go do yoga there. The yoga classes
yoga
are amazing.
Soul.
Yes.
And the production is...
Macbeth.
Macbeth.
You might have heard of it. It's by someone named William Shakespeare.
Yeah, but you said you're doing a sleek version of it?
A sleek, modern version. Usually,
how do you do a sleek, modern version of Macbeth?
Very carefully.
Edit an awful lot out.
Yes.
We start off with.
A ton of editing, and we
now,
it's modern.
Is that legal to do? Can you take a production like that, a play like that,
well,
and change it around?
I feel like I need to continuously pray to the God of Shakespeare being British and the fact that we're editing so much out, but we want to make it kind of accessible. Mm-hmm. And
the storytelling is still there.
Yeah, which is very much what Greenhouse
story.
Is about.
But you have to get approval to do that from...
No, it's in the canon of free stuff if it's Shakespeare.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He's dead and gone.
He's,
and
yeah.
it's
right.
available
but
to whoever
so
wants
not,
to do
not
to
paying
use
a
it.
License
no, 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 no. No one needs
so
to.
You all,
no one needs
so
to pay to do Shakespeare.
You're taking creative
liberties.
For free. It's great.
That's what we do. And we're having a fundraiser tonight.
Okay.
A fundraiser
April 3rd.
April 3rd tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 at Dandy Cafe, which is in the Orr Street Gallery. It's a new cafe.
It's a lovely cafe. Yeah, basically, it's run by a lady who she's real health food fanatic, and she
it's
wanted to start
cafe.
Up yeah a place that kind of means you get health food really fast like okay. any other fast food place.
Okay, like now if people want more, we're just about out of time.
Yep,
here
yep.
If people want more information about the Greenhouse Theater Project or they want to participate in
yep,
this
yep collaborate with us
collaborate
yep,
yep.
It's
collaborate.
www.wix.com/greenhousetheater. It should pop up. And we have a silent auction night with lots of great, wonderful things. We've got okay. all kinds of MU tickets.
Yeah, okay. Massages.
All right. Massages, okay. All kinds of
cool. Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, the city of Columbia, and we'll also tell you about the bridge. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program or listen to it again, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, click on Radio Friend. Bye-bye.